I want to welcome a brother. I've known him for a few years. We've been talking about him coming for a long time, and finally caught up with me at district council this year. He said, "When am I coming?" I said, "September 18th. He said, "Wow, okay." So I want you to put your hands together. Give a good corona welcome to Simon Gounder as he comes to minister this morning.
Well, good morning. It's great to be in the house of the Lord, and thank you, Pastor Ron. And he's a real evangelist and missionary. And you have a wonderful wife that lets you go to places, crazy places of the world. But I just want to say thank you for having us here. My wife and I are so delighted to be with you this morning. And we're really excited what God is doing. As you know, that America is the third largest mission field in the world today. 23 million people live in Southern California, and 16 million do not claim Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Just in Orange County, the population of Orange County is about 3 million. 1.6 million people have no God. Friends, we live in a world where we need to see that the mission field is right behind our doorsteps. People are coming to us and they need to hear there is one name that can make a difference, and that is Jesus. And when Jesus comes into our life, it changes our heart, our desire. 29 years ago, I had no clue who Jesus is. I was born and raised in a Hindu home, and my family practiced Hinduism. But it was so much fun on a Wednesday night, walked into a church as a Hindu, and the youth pastor preached a salvation message. And that night changed my destiny and my future when I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. My wife and I, we were both born and raised. We are Indians, but we were some of the blessed Indians that we were not. We were born in Fiji. If you don't know where Fiji is, right next to heaven. It's not heaven, but it's next to heaven. But it's beautiful. We were pastors there, and God called us to the United States about 15 years ago to be missionaries. And we are Assemblies of God missionaries to the Asian Indians, 5 million Asian Indians here in the United States. Over 5,000 Sikh and Hindu temples are in America today. There are many churches that have been bought and turned into Hindu temples today. That's where my heart is, to reach souls for Jesus. We have ministries in 9 cities, and we are involved in church planting in India, in the villages of India. But before I go further, I want you to watch a video of our ministry and how we are reaching these people for Jesus Christ through many different ways. And you watch
the ministry
this.
Ministry that exists to reach Asian Indians in America and around the world. Its passion is to bring the good news of the gospel to Asian Indian families. The founders of this ministry, Simon Global AIM, is a ministry that exists to reach Asian Indians in America and around the world. Its
All right.
To bring the good news of the gospel to Asian.
Well, technology. Right. Well, friends, my wife and I both were born and raised as Hindus, as I said, and our passion is to see. That's what our ministry is all about. Our ministry is about reaching people for Jesus Christ. We do this through teaching them English as a second language. We do this through evangelisms, and we do this through starting Indian fellowships in different cities. Oh, it's come.
Is a ministry that exists to reach Asian Indians in America and around the world. Its passion is to bring the good news of the gospel to Asian Indian families. The founders of this ministry, Simon and Anjana Gounder, were both born and raised as Hindus, but began to follow Christ in their late teen years. Now, let's take a look into the seven windows of Global AIM.
और शास्त्रों ने लिखा है कि प्रभु यीशु मसीह आया वहां पर तीन दिन के बाद और जो
I thank you for Global AIM who helped me in teaching English.
Standing in front of a Sikh temple in Brookfield, Wisconsin. You're here and called as U.S. missionaries to the Asian Indian population to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, friends, one of the things that we really want you to do is to pray for our family, pray for our ministry. We are now in 9 cities in America, reaching people for Jesus. We teach them English. We do evangelistic outreaches in every Indian festivals in America. We do a lot of door-to-door evangelism in people, Indian homes, and we have seen many miracles of God, and people come to Jesus through signs and wonders. And we have seen miracles and that have turned people to Jesus. And one of the ways that you can help us is praying for us. This is our prayer card on our table in the foyer. Please stop by and pick up one of our prayer cards as your missionaries. Pray for my family. Pray that God will give us more wisdom and direction to reach we cannot reach them alone. That's why we have a big team now in America working with us. And God has brought this wonderful team that works with me across the country. And we need your prayer support. That will be one of the best things you can do for my ministry, is pray for us. And secondly, definitely pray that God will meet our financial need every month as we reach out to people. One of the ways that we want to thank you as a church to be praying for us. And we don't want a lot of your time, just 5 minutes of your day. Dedicate 5 minutes of your day and pray for my family. And we want to thank you for praying for missionaries and pastors and praying for the kingdom of God. This is a book by one of the ladies that is part of my prayer team. She's 92 years old. And she has written 6 books, and this is her last book. And today, as a ministry, we want to bless you this a copy of this for free of charge. Okay, because we love Pastor Ron. And so please stop by at our table and pick up one of the copies of this book. You will never regret to hear a testimony from a 92-year-old lady of the faithfulness of God and the miracles of God and how God works through signs and wonders. So this is a great story that you can read. And this is an old Pentecostal evangelist. It's about 2 years old. And it's an Assemblies of God magazine. So in this magazine, we have brought a copy for everybody today. It's got a whole page about our ministry of how we are reaching people in the Sikh temples in Bakersfield and other places, and got some wonderful stories. So pick some of these wonderful stuffs from the table. I want to call my wife quickly to come forward and say hi to you all. My wife just has been...
Good morning, and it's good to be in the house of the Lord, and thank you, Pastor Rowan, Mrs. Pastor's wife. It is an honor to be here, and I want to share a little testimony that happened with our family just recently. In about a year and a half ago, it was our 21st wedding anniversary on the 4th of December, 2014, when my doctor called us in her office and told us that I had cancer. And I went through a surgery, I went through chemotherapy, I was out of my office, couldn't work for about 5 months. But I wanted to share with you the time that we went through this together as a family and how God ministered to us. I want to also thank God for a husband like Simon and my son who's 19, and they were constantly with me. And during chemo, I was suffering a lot. I was very weak. I could hardly walk from my bed to the bathroom. And so they had to be with me all the time. And I'm praising God that they were both at a place and a job where they could do that, where they could be with me when I needed them, and God provided. And God not only just provided a family, but that God provided for my job. God provided our finances. God provided friends and families that kept praying with us through this time. And like I said, I went through a really, really hard time, a lot of dark days. It was one of those dark days when I was just laying in my bed, and it was one of those days when I felt like I was not going to be able to make it. And I was just praying in my heart and just, you know, really, really down, when I heard God's voice that clearly said to me, "I have plans to prosper you." And that's the word of God that took me through the rest of the time and brought me through. I went through my first scan. There was no more cancer. I'm healed, and I'm praising God for that. I'm free, and I've been free for a year and a half now, and praising God for that and believing that God has healed me. And once again, I want to say thank you for having us this morning. It's our pleasure to be here.
Amen. Praise God. What a wonderful God we serve. Friends, this morning, my title of my message is God Can Turn Our Weakness Into Blessings. We don't serve a dead God. 29 years ago, I know about it. But today I serve a living God, a miracle-working God, who is same yesterday, today, and forever. I serve a God who is above everything else. He wants to do something great in our life this morning. I don't know how you came into the church this morning, but I have a good news for you this morning, that the Lord I'm talking about, the God I am excited about, the God that is same yesterday, today, and forever, He's not a dead God, but He is alive, and He's a miracle working God, and He is willing to turn our weakness into blessings. Hallelujah. Friends, He is a God that is willing to turn and take our weakness and turn into blessing, and so that you and I can become a powerful tool for the kingdom of God. This morning, you and I need to tell the devil, devil, your time is over. You no longer rule. You may think you rule, but your place is under the feet of Jesus. And I want to let you know, every believer, as you believe in God this morning, let me remind you this morning that the devil is under your feet. And God is willing to do something big in your life this morning. How many of you believe this with me? Praise the Lord. He's a God who wants to turn your weakness and turn your weakness into blessing this morning. Hallelujah. Friends, I am excited because I know that my Savior liveth forever. He is great. He is a miracle working God. The Bible says in Isaiah 40 verse 29, He gives power to the faint, and to those who have no might, He increases the strength. This morning, church, it reminds me of a story of a blind man and a crippled man. The blind could not see and the crippled could not work. But their mutual weaknesses brought them together. The blind would carry the cripple on his back and the cripple would show him the directions. Their mutual weaknesses brought them together. And this morning, I want to tell you, church, don't let the devil bring that thought in your mind that you cannot do anything for God. Don't let the devil spoil your day by saying that you will never progress in your life, because you don't serve a dead God. You serve a God who is alive. In India, they worship 332 million gods. And here we are proclaiming one God. One God. Through the power of His Holy Spirit, He walks through us. He walks through us, church. Reminds us this morning that our weakness, when we bring them to Jesus, when we bring our weakness to Jesus, He turns it around and turns it into a blessing. There are so many of us. Friends, the Bible is full of stories, right? Powerful stories of what God has done in the past and in the new, what God is doing in the present is our story. When I can assure you, if I start from this end to this end, we all have a story to tell about Jesus. We all have a story. That is the powerful, that's what the powerful name of Jesus does. The Bible is full of stories, but now our life has become a story for Jesus. We can proclaim that story everywhere we go. And please, don't be quiet about sharing that story. I think the problem with Christians in America today, the devil has brought that shade on our face that we are afraid to talk about our story. Our life is full of story of God, of God's miracle, God's mercy, and God's power, and how God has turned our life from weakness into blessings. So start proclaiming that story in every street of Corona. Praise God. Friends, if you want God to turn your weakness into blessings this morning, depend more on God than people. If you depend on people, people may fail you. If you depend on the things of the world, it may fail you. We have seen how economy has failed. We have seen how people have failed. But friends, I want to tell you something, that God never fails. Hallelujah. He never fails, and people's word can change, but our God never changes. Praise God. This morning, friends, I love the hymn writer. He said it beautifully. He said, His strength is made perfect in weakness. His power is not for the strong. He giveth more grace to the weak in the race. His strength is made perfect in weakness. The personal weaknesses which make us aware of lack of ability or power to be a Christian should cause us to turn our heart to God in prayer and sometimes in fasting. Friends, we respond in this way. We will find Isaiah 40:29 will work for us, which says, He gives power to the faint, and to those who have no might, He increases the strength. His glorious power, when it comes upon us, it shines our face. It brings glory into our life. It brings miracles into our life. It brings joy into our lives. It brings strength into our life. Friends, that's why it's so important to depend on God than people. Friends, this morning I want to challenge you, not only depend more on God, but confess the word of God. Confess the word of God. I don't care what the doctors have said about your sickness. I have a good news for you, new hope. Dr. Jesus is in the house. He's the great physician. He is in the house and is about to do something big in your life. Let us confess the word of God. I don't care how powerful the demonic powers of this world is working in Corona. I have a good news for you. Jesus has the authority. Praise the Lord. Jesus has the authority. When we confess the word of God, Luke 10:19 says, He has given us authority over the power of the demons and his host, and nothing shall by any means will hurt us. I remember, as preachers, I have been invited into so many homes where the demonic activities working in these homes. Indians believe in so many superstitious things. They believe in witchcraft and so many crazy stuff. We have people that come to our crusades in India or in other places. We have seen how the power, and I'm sure Pastor Ron has seen this, and how all these demonic stuff started to happen in our crusades. Manifestations of demonic spirits. And I tell you something, if I don't have Jesus in me, I would be the first one to run away from there. But the one who is in us is greater than the one that is in the world, church. No matter what demonic spirit that is working in Inland Empire, I have a good news for you. As you confess the word of God in your home, in your children's life, in your marriage, in your family, friends, I want to tell you, in your community, no matter how powerful those demonic spirits are, there is one name that it cannot stand. That is the name of Jesus. It is the name of Jesus. As you confess the word of God. In Philippians 4:13, it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This morning, you and I, we need to remind ourselves every single day that we are not alone. As you confess the word of God every day in your life, in your children's life, in your marriage. Friends, the devil cannot destroy you. The devil cannot rob your joy, because your joy belongs to God. It is God who has given us this life. It is God who has set us free. It's not the devil. It's not about devil. It is our Jesus who has set us free. And we are children of God. We are bought by a very expensive price. And that is the blood of Jesus. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord. He is the Savior. He is Jehovah. He is our provider. And He is same yesterday, today, and forever. And He is the miracle working God. Friends, I remember the day on the 4th of December 2 years ago when we walked into our doctor's office and she said that your wife has on her stomach lining, there's a cancer that is spreads every single day. It's in your wife's stomach lining. And it spreads and we don't know. But I want to tell you today, my Jesus, My Jesus is more powerful than cancer. My Jesus is more powerful than every treatment you and I can go through, because the name of Jesus has the power. The name of Jesus has the authority, church. Start claiming your victory right now in Jesus' name. Confess the word of God. I love doctors. Thank God for doctors and nurses. But I want to tell you, when Dr. Jesus starts to operate in you, it's different. It's different. When he starts to walk in you, it's different. The joy of the Lord is our strength. That joy, that peace will start to come upon you. We have seen cancer being healed. We have seen goiter being disappeared. We have seen lumps being healed in the name of Jesus. And I want to tell you today, he is right here. It's not only depending on God, it's not only confessing the word of God, but it's also, friends, draw near in prayer this morning. Let us draw near in prayer. Prayer unlocks the door. Prayer unlocks the door of your life. Prayer does not take your time, but prayer saves your time. This morning, friends, remind yourself, prayer does not take your time, but prayer saves your time. Friends, I love what King David said in Psalm 63, verse 1. King David said, "My soul longs for thee, O God." This morning, church, no matter what you are facing, no matter how difficult the situation is today, it may be financial challenges, it may be job issues, it may be issues with your wife or your husband. It may be issues with your children, with your grandchildren. I want to tell you, friends, your family does not belong to the devil. Your family does not belong to the devil. It belongs to God's kingdom. When God's people pray, this nation does not belong to the devil. The devil might say things about this nation. The devil might bring fear among Christians. I want to tell you, friends, America has touched so many lives around the world. Missionaries have touched so many lives around the world. Assemblies of God, missionaries are in more countries than United Nations. And I want to tell you that God is about to do something big if God's people will come onto their knees and start to pray, and we will see victory in our land, in our family, in our communities, in our church, in our children's life. Our finances will change. Our life will change. Our children's life will change. Our grandchildren's life will change. We will see that. I believe we are about to see a revival that we have never seen in America, Pastor Ron. It's not going to be just in one city in Lakeland, Florida. It's going to be in every city where God's people are calling upon the name of the Lord. And God's people are hungry for it. And God's power, God's fire is going to fall upon that place because of the faithful children of God who are going to intercede and pray. And the power of God is going to come. Souls will come into the kingdom. Every demonic activities will be destroyed because when God's people pray, God moves on our behalf. Miracles and signs will begin to happen in the kingdom of God, church. It's time for us. This girl, her name is, can you go to the next slide? Her name is, she lives in Anaheim, California. And she's from India. Her name is Jinsi. Jinsi comes from southern India. And a few months ago, she called me and she said, "Pastor, I cannot walk, or I'm having so." She was crying on the phone, and a young couple that's part of her ministry. This young couple and I walked into their apartment, and this girl was in so much pain, she barely could move. And she said, "Pastor, this thing has been in my life for the last 4 years, and I am having so much difficulty even moving today. My leg and my I have been hurting so bad, and I've been through so many treatments in India, and I still cannot. This problem has not gone away from my body. She had a problem with a spinal cord, and she was in so much pain the night we walked to her home. And we gathered around her and started to pray. And the funny thing was this, there was a Hindu girl too. And Jinsi is a student, and there was another Hindu friend, Sheena. She was watching. She shares this apartment with her. And she was just paying attention, what are we going to do? So we put her right there on a chair, and we started praying in the name of Jesus. And we started praying for Jinsi, and God's power just came upon that little apartment in Anaheim, California. As she was in so much pain, and we thought for a moment that the pain is, you know, I just opened my eyes and I saw her crying, and I said, oh, I think she's in a lot of pain and she's hurting. And as I started to pray, God began to walk in this girl's life. And she jumped, as soon as I said, amen, she jumped out of a chair and she said, Pastor, I'm healed. And she started jumping over there. And she said, I am totally healed and I have no pain. And this has been, I've been suffering from this pain for 4 years. This last week, I went to visit these girls and I said, Jinsi, how is your pain? She said, Pastor, after that prayer, this pain has never come to me. Praise God. But the biggest miracle that happened, I want to tell you. Sheena, my wife has been ministering to these girls. And Sheena, we have been ministering to Sheena because Sheena was a Hindu. And Sheena was paying attention. She saw everything. How the power of God just fell upon Jinsi. Signs and wonders started to happen. And she was jumping. And she said, I want to receive Jesus right now. And she gave her life that day to Jesus that day. Right there in that living room. That is the power of when Christians, when you and I pray, the devil tries to bring that darkness into our mind and start to speak to us. This is not going to happen. Tire? Car tire can be healed? This is not going to happen. But church, that is the devil tries to bring those things. You need to come over it and say, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible in the name of Jesus. No matter what you are going through today, church, God is here to turn your weakness into blessing. No matter what you are facing in your life today, no matter how big the devil is today that is trying to tell you that you will never be able to come out of your problem, I want to tell you something. Jesus is bigger than your needs. Jesus is bigger than your problem. Jesus is bigger than your situation. He is a God that carries the whole earth in his palms. He's here right now. He's here right now, church. We have seen hundreds of miracles. I can stand here and tell you about things that I see across the world. I can write book after book after book after book after book after book about the miracles of Jesus that we have seen. We have seen in our ministry, we have seen a 70-year-old Hindu priest, the priest of the temple, and walked into the church and into our service and gave his life to Jesus. We have testimony after testimony. But I want to tell you something. I don't know how to lead priests to Jesus. I have no clue how to do that. But Jesus can. When God's people pray, God can do things for you. The last thing that I want to share with you about, it's not about our strength. It's about exchanging our strength with God's strength. With our strength, we will not make it. With our strength, I will fail, you will fail. It's not about our credentials, how many credentials we have. It's about exchanging our strength with God's strength. Friends, this morning, the Lord is saying, it's not a matter of combining your strength with God's strength. God doesn't need our strength. Right, Pastor Ron? He doesn't need our strength. It's not a matter of combining your strength and God's strength and let's walk it together. No, God doesn't need our strength. What he's asking us to replace our strength with his strength. That's why an exchange took place on the cross. It was not about us. It was about the forgiveness that he wanted to bring into our lives, so that our life can become free. Where you and I were supposed to die for our sins on the cross, somebody else died for us. An exchange took place on the cross. The devil, the people, the bad people thought they killed Jesus. He's in the tomb, that's it. The story of Christianity was over. But friends, I want to tell you that Jesus died, Jesus was buried. On the third day, he rose again for you and me. And he's walking in the aisles of the new hope this morning and saying, my children, I'm here for you this morning. I'm here to exchange your strength with my strength. It's not a matter of combining your strength. Jesus is saying, if you can do it yourself, you don't need me. Friends, I love what it says in Isaiah 40, 30, 31 says, even youth shall faint and be weary. Young men shall utterly fail, but wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. This morning, let us renew our strength with God's strength. Let us renew our strength with God's strength. Let's allow God to move. I'm not a healer. I'm not here to heal you from your sicknesses and disease. I am just as an ordinary guy like you guys. I have my own challenges every single day. We have so many different challenges that we face every morning. But I thank God. Without God, I will be a biggest failure. We have our own things that we always come to God for. And I want to tell you something. Today is your day for a miracle. Today is your day. Don't look to me that this guy has come, he's an Indian, and he's going to set me free. I cannot set anybody free. I cannot heal anybody. But one thing I know, the one that is in us is greater than the one that isn't. When you proclaim that name, he can turn our weakness into blessings this morning. Friends, this morning, let us come to him. Let us open our hearts. Let us open our hearts to Jesus this morning. And say, God, I love what King David said in Psalms 34, verse 6. 34, verse 6. The poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. What does the Lord ask us to do before he will exchange our strength with his? He wants us to acknowledge your need this morning. Acknowledge your need. Say, Jesus, this is my need in my life. I want you to touch me right now. Friends, this morning, if you need a miracle, if you need a healing this morning in your body, if you want God to turn your weakness into blessings this morning, no matter how big is the challenge, God is bigger than your challenge. God is bigger than your situation. I want to open this time for you to see that miracle of God in your life. I want you to see this miracle of God. I want you to know that Jesus is about to do something extraordinary in your life. Extraordinary. I want you to open your heart and say, Jesus, I need you. I need you, Jesus, right now. I want you to stand with me quickly. The service is not over yet. Okay? I don't know about you, but I feel the very powerful presence of God right here. And I feel that God is going to touch people here this morning. There's a sister here. God is speaking to you right now. A sister, God is speaking to you right now. You had a very difficult week with a lot of challenges. You have been going through some financial challenges, a lot of stress with family situation. There's a sister here. And God is speaking to you right now. I want every eyes closed this morning. Sister, if you are that sister, can you wave your hand? Thank you, sister. I want you to know that God loves you and He has a word for you. He wants you to know this, that you are never alone. Even in your situation, He's with you. He cares about you more than anybody else in this house. And He says that you are my child and I've watched you. I've watched your faith. I've watched your challenges. And I want to let you know that you are never alone. I am with you. Even through these trial times, I am with you. And this trial is for a season only. Because you will come out of it because I am your God. I am your God and I will bring you out of this. And when you come out of this, you will be a mighty and a powerful witness. And you will bring so many people into my kingdom. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There is a brother. God is healing you right now. You've been having difficulty in breathing at night and God is touching you right now. Brother, God is touching you right now. You have been struggling with a breathing problem and God is touching you right now. I want you to receive your healing right now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's a young sister, you have been struggling with bad dreams and God is touching you right now. God is touching you right now. This dream has been bothering you. It's a very filthy dream that you have been seeing and God is setting you free right now in the name of Jesus. Friends, the power of God is so powerfully here right now. If you need a miracle in your body, if you need a miracle in your life, I want you to leave your place and just come forward right now. God is about to do something big this morning. Just leave your place and come forward. If you need a miracle in your life, those that are standing on your pews, I want you to close your eyes and join me in prayer and believe for a miracle right now. Believe for a miracle right now. Hallelujah. Shanduria baba baba. Ora basonduria baba baba. Shikaraba sonduria. Yandaramasiara baba 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 baba. Oh Father, lift up your hands and start inviting God's presence. In the midst of our miracle, in the midst of our challenges, start inviting the presence of God right now. Friends, I want to tell you, the presence of God is so powerful right here. He's touching your body right now. I can see the power of God. Oh, friends, if you need a miracle in your body, anywhere you need a miracle, just put your hand right there. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabba Sondoria, Baba, 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 Shikara, Baba. Father, we invite your presence right now, God. Lift up your hands, church. Lift up your hands and start speaking in tongues. Start thanking Jesus. Open your voice and start thanking Jesus right now. Shandoria baba baba, sikoria baba baba. Miracle, miracle is going to happen right now. Signs and wonders. Oh, the power of God is coming right now. Receive. Shandara baba baba. Open your voice and start lifting the name of Jesus. Church, God wants to hear your voice right now. Lift up your voice and start worshiping Jesus right now. Oh Rabba Sandaria baba 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 baba. Miracle, miracle is taking place right now. Lord is healing people right now in the name of Jesus. Shandaria baba baba baba. Shikara baba 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 baba. Sandore. Miracle is taking place. God is healing somebody with a chest. You have a pain in your chest. God is healing you right now. There's a sister being healed from back pain. God is healing you, sister, with your back pain. There's somebody with a neck pain. God is healing you right now. Migraine. We come against migraine right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabba Shandaria, Baba, Baba. migraine, we come against you right now. Healing. There's a person here. You have been having pains in your stomach. It comes and goes, and the doctors have not been able to find out what's going on inside. And you have this terrible pain that comes and goes. God wants to heal you right now. If you are that person, I want you to just raise your hand and believe with me right now. The miracle of God is taking place right now. In the name of Jesus. Brother, God is healing you right now. Sister, God is healing you right now. In Jesus' name, by your stripes. By your stripes, Lord, we are healed right now. Father, we just pray, God. Lord, Shandarama Sikaraba. Oh, Father, we just pray for your miracle right now. Start lifting your hands and start worshiping. Oh, let the power of God fall upon you right now in the name of Jesus. Touch your child, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, God. Pray for your miracle, oh God. Touch. Oh, Rabbas, fill your sister, God. Fill your child, oh God. Oh, sister, God is touching you right now. Receive. Receive your miracle right now in the name of Jesus. Receive your miracle right now, sister. God is touching you right now in the name of Jesus. Power! Come, Lord, touch you right now. Sister, open your mouth and start worshiping. God is giving you, filling you with a fresh anointing. Fresh power. Shandaraba sikaraba. Shandaraba baba sikaraba. Oh, in the name of Jesus, touch your child. Touch your child. Church, lift up your hand. Lift up your hand and start speaking in tongues. Declare the name of Jesus right now. Touch your child, oh God. Touch. Father, touch your child. God, we just pray for your miracle right now. Miracle, oh God. Signs and wonders. Father, we just thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Brother, you to know the Lord has not forgotten about you. He loves you, brother. And God has a special plan for your life. It's a special plan. You may not be able to see that, but I want to let you know that God has a special plan for your life. And you will bring souls into the kingdom. It may, and I want to let you know that your life will never be the same. He'll take away that fear out of your life. He's saying that I have plans for you, my son, to prosper you, not to fail you, but to prosper you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, Lord, let your child receive the double portion of his blessing. In Jesus' name, touch him right now, God. Healing, miracle, right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sister, I want to pray for you. Sister, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is saying, my sister, your future is going to be great. Because what I have done for you, that no man can pay the price that I prayed for you. And I want you to know that your life will become a powerful testimony among your friends, among your families. You will become a powerful witness because what I am about to do, this is something new I'm about to do in your life. As you share your life with others about what God has done for you, I'm going to bring joy. I'm going to provide for you. I'm going to meet every need in your life because I am your God. You may at times thought, God, can you use me? I want to let you know God is saying, yes, my child. I'm going to use you as never before. Because I don't see the past. I see what you're going to bring in the future in my kingdom. Father, touch your child, oh God. Father, just touch. Touch, God. Touch your Lord. Touch this sister right now. Sister, God is touching you. Fresh anointing, fresh move of God. Touch her, Lord, right now, God. Touch her right now, God. Father, I pray healing. Sister, God is going to heal you completely. I want to let you know. You may have doubt, but I want to tell you. When we go through sickness, we always have doubt. But God is saying that I'm going to heal you completely. Because it's not about you, it's about His kingdom in your life. And your testimony is going to bring your family into the kingdom of God. People that look so difficult. He's saying there are people in your life that may never want to listen to you because of Jesus in your life. But I want to tell you, sister, that God is about to do a miracle in your life. Sister, I want you to put your hand on her chest. Sister, put your hand on her chest. Father, I just pray. Father, I pray. Healing. Healing, oh God. Healing, oh God. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible, God. Healing, Lord. Lord, my sister needs your touch right now. Healing, miracles, signs and wonders, oh God. Right now, God, we increase our faith and we stand with our sister for complete healing in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And we claim this healing right now. Miracle is going to take place, sister. Miracle is taking place right now in your life. The doctors will be amazed. Your families will be shocked because He's going to do a new thing. Father, touch her, Lord, right now. Miracle, miracle. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Rabba Sondoria Baba Shikar. Touch. Touch your child right now, God. Fresh. Fresh, God, fresh. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I just pray for your miracle right now. Right now, right now, God. Young man. The Lord loves you. Seeing the desire of your heart. Every moment of your life, you want to be connected to God. And God knows that you love Him so much. And He cares about you. He's saying to you, my child, just like in Jeremiah, I said, pray deeper and I'll reveal you the plans of God. He wants you to pray deeper. Get deeper. He wants to reveal His plans to you. He loves you. He cares about you. Father, I just pray for my dear brother. Clear his mind. Clear his minds. Father, touch him as never before. Touch him, God. Let him experience daily. Daily, God. Lord, let him experience daily you. Touch him, God. Use this young man for your kingdom, for your glory. Friends, I believe God is healing people here in this service right now. There are people with needs, miracle, and the Lord wants me to pray for you right now. I want you to touch. It's not... You know, it doesn't matter if I touch you or not. God is willing to touch you right now. Okay, so I want you to, wherever you are in this building, I want you to, if you are sick in your body, I just want you to, just put your hand right there. I just want you to put your hand right there. God is touching you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we believe for signs and wonders and miracles right now. In Jesus' name. Lord, let healing come right now. Miracle, signs. Lord, right now, Father, touch. Touch every heart in this house of God. Touch every heart, oh God. Let your healing take place. Lord, I pray, healing, oh God. Back pain, knee problem, heal. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, God. Stomach pain, go in the name of Jesus. Every pain, sickness, disease, there are people here that has been suffering from worrying. You are worried about a lot of things in your life. I want to let you know, let your worry become Jesus' worry. In 2 Peter 5:17, he says, cast your burdens unto me, for I will care for you. This morning, God wants you to cast your burden to Him. Leave it into the hands of Jesus, your situation. And say, God, I believe my situation becomes your situation right now in Jesus' name. Friends, there are families, there are people in your life that needs Jesus right now. Your loved ones that need Jesus. If you have a loved one that needs Jesus right now, I want you to lift your hand. I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, you know those names, you know those people that in our lives, oh God, and I lift my hands to God. Father, we pray, touch your people right now. Lord, as you have touched them through signs and wonders, I pray, God, Lord, those souls that need to be in the kingdom, oh God, that you will touch them right now, God, and we proclaim those names right now in Jesus' name. If you have a loved one, I want you to call upon that name right now. Whoever their name is, call that name right now. Father, I pray for that name right now, God. As we proclaim that name in your kingdom, God, in your house, we believe for salvation. We believe for breakthrough. We believe for breakthrough in Jesus' name. Fire! Fire come, God. The fire of the Holy Spirit. Miracles, signs, and wonders will take place this morning. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you for touching us, God, this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's give a big hand to Jesus. Thank you, Pastor.
Hallelujah. You can return to your seats for a moment. It's Simon, you had us calling out names. That's exactly what we did Friday night. Every name we knew to be saved, we called them out by name on Friday night. And we believe that God is changing the atmosphere. Even as we're singing about it, God is changing the atmosphere, and people are going to be coming and being saved like never before. Well, as Simon said, they have a lot going on around the world, and we want to take this opportunity to bless the ministry that God has entrusted them with. Amen. And so I'll go ahead, and you can make out a check to New Hope. I have mine already. Ask the Lord what he would have you to do, and we're going to pray, and then Pastor Rob's going to come, and oh, there he is, and he's going to give you the announcements, let you know what's going on. So we're just excited about what Jesus is doing, amen. And listen, if you know the Lord touched you in a specific way today, write it on your envelope. Write it out. Put on one of the cards in the seat. Let us know what God is doing in your life today, amen, because we want to continue to agree with you, pray with you, and believe with you, you know, for the full manifestation of that healing to take place. Listen, a few weeks ago when I was battling a kidney stone, and I came and I spoke, and I had many people tell me, Pastor, we pray that when you pass that stone, it's not going to hurt. It did not hurt at all, because I know people were praying for me, and it just like destroyed it into dust, and it was just totally painless. Hallelujah, because up until then, it hurt real bad. But God, amen, but God. So why don't you stand and let's pray over this offering for our brother. And then Pastor Rob, you can come. But just come and bring your offerings. Father, we thank you for the word today. We thank you, Father, for your power, Father God, working through our brother to touching our lives. And so, Father, as we take this offering this morning, we receive this offering to the glory of God to bless the ministry of Simon and Angie Gounder, Father, that you've entrusted them with, Lord, from Corona to the ends of the earth, Father. Lord, even as you've put in our mission statement, hope for the city and a hope for the world, Father, that, Lord, that you would continue to bring hope to the world through Simon and Angie Gounder, Father God, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Come and give this morning. And just so you know, we had a missionary retire this week. And so we're taking them out, and we're going to put Simon and Angie in their place as supporting them on a monthly basis. So praise God.